The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, 23 August 2019. And, brother, is it recession time yet? Watching Donald Trump in action today? There's a G7, possibly G8. Pooty Poo might come back into the G8. Oh, they're all a Twitter about that. No pun intended. Market lost 624 points on the Dow today. Of course, they blamed it on Donald Trump. You know, this trade war. Well, this is not a trade war with China, folks. This is trying to rectify something that was stinky from the start, for lack of a better descriptive term. Running almost $1 trillion in deficits, trade deficits with these people. And of course, and it is true, it's being played up a lot, and people have a tendency to go, yeah, okay, well, maybe that's true, maybe it isn't. Now, the intellectual property, right and left, is being stolen. So, yeah, they're there. But I put this on previous policies. Most favored nation status for China. Why? Remember that? How many years ago was that? Oh, and the Republicans were all for it. Well, this is going to open up business for the United States. Well, it opened up the doors for businesses to pick up from here and go to China. You know, with next to no regulations, which corporations really hate, because you mention regulations, the only thing they see are dollar signs going down the toilet. Of course, labor, that was a big motivator. Well, we don't have to pay these people hardly anything, and they're going to love us for it. Well, if you're living in a rice thatched hut, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure making $15 a week might look really good. But folks, this is the United States of America. And I abhor the use of calling us capitalist versus the communist. I don't like ist or isms. I've said that 1,005,000 times on this broadcast. It should be free market. Free market principles. Capitalism is what's connected to this construct that they have set up that's all based on the funny money and their credit arm. That's what this whole thing is about. And corporations that sidle up with the government and the banks as well to do what's best for them and the hell with the rest of you. People are not being treated as human beings. You're just treated like, well, let's poke this pus bag and see if we can get out of it before it falls over dead. That's pretty much how you're looked at. Now, we, on the other hand, with our lives, not theirs, ours, you know, this affects us personally because I can't see anything more personal in my life than my own life. These are the little peepers that I look out at the world and the universe at. Nobody else has got these. I do. And we've got a lot of people that think that we're too stupid to do for ourselves and that they're smart enough to, well, do the construct and it's going to be beneficial to all. You're a stakeholder after all. No, I'm not. I'm not a stakeholder in your damn corporation. This is another one of your constructs. This is another way that you brought in the lobbyists and the corporations and the payoffs and the payola and God, name it. The graft and corruption. And those are overused terms. That doesn't draw the attention of people anymore when you call it. We got to create new words for this stuff. Because it's gone well beyond a little graft and a little corruption. I'm watching how this Epstein thing is being handled. And you know what? They've been doing nationwide polls and almost 70%. And I can guarantee you that 70% of this country does not listen to RBN or other outlets that may mouth the same kind of words we do. That ain't reaching 70% of the population. These uninformed people have figured out 70% of them said, yeah, Epstein was murdered. Are you crazy? So I'm watching Mr. Barr at the Justice Department, how he's going to tiptoe around this one. This is going to the core of the deep state, folks. The deep state people. The people that have been heretofore hiding under the rocks and sniping at us. Now they're in full view and they're being protected. For the ultimate destruction of what? Well, politically, we're destroyed. Don't you think? You know, and I'm serious, I brought this up the other day. Why do we have MSNBC? Why do we have ABC and CBS all parading around as being news organizations? When what they're putting out are straight out distortions, lies, political agendas, and this goes for Fox as well. I've been watching a liberal, a woman that I can't even remember her name because I probably have a mental block against her. She has a voice like listening to a busted chainsaw. And they gave her the top billing. And there's the guy in the middle, outnumbered. And they have four women and they always put a man in the middle. Well, it's the females that take the lead for the show to get in and out of breaks and bring up topics and basically babysit the thing. Well, the babysitter today was an out-and-out socialist communist. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, yeah. Good move, Fox. Yes, Rupert, we know who your sons are and we know what they are. We got it. If these people are violating the public trust by lying through their teeth to us, in your face, why do they still have license? Why are they still allowed to operate? I think a very simple solution is you people better pull your heads out of whatever political trough you got it buried in. And you better start doing something like the news, otherwise you're not going to be granted license. You know, our permission to do what you've been doing, but you know, you got to have that license, otherwise it'd be illegal for you to do it. It's time to start putting the pressure that the government has been putting on us for a long time, using their own tools against them. You know, I've heard suggestions that, you know, we got to boycott this. Oh, we got to boycott that. Well, okay. I understand and appreciate those sentiments. But what is not going to be stopped is the globalist desire to bring this country to its knees. If these things could work, they should have been implemented a decade ago. Boycotting a few people this time around? Really? Do you think that's going to have any effect? People have walked away from the politics, and I understand the reason why. Well, they don't have voter registration cards anymore. Why? Because you're declaring yourself to be a citizen of the United States, and that corporation lined you up for benefit, and you're one of their stakeholders. Basically, your butt belongs to them. All right. Why do we not use the tools that are available to us, the political process? And I understand what I just said. But why are we not organizing politically in the states? A lot of people disenfranchised, pissed off, unemployed, angry that they're either killing themselves or taking SSRIs and are ending up in a universe that they don't recognize. They're not of this planet anymore. Even armies, folks, have to be organized. Armies. Oh, by the way, that's the last extension of the political play. In case that doesn't work, go kill them. Go kill off the opposition. Make it your enemy, color it the opposition, and go kill it. With what is at stake, the tools that they have in their shed right now, if we do not start changing minds out there, we're going to find ourselves in a shooting war with our own damn government, and I can guarantee you something here today, bucko, we're going to get our butts handed to us. All of what they have implemented, if this were to happen 20, 25 years ago, maybe not as bad. But now they can check your pulse rate. They see what's on your menu. They're listening to your conversations. They're listening to you and your wife rolling around in the bed at night. And nothing is being done to stop this. This shows you the intention of the newly formed, ultimate, all-knowing, all-seeing police state. Yeah, so let's boycott a few people. That ought to work. I'm telling you, folks, I can see this as plain as a nose on my face, that these people have to be challenged legally, politically, not getting together little merry bands of men and going and battling the other guys standing on the other side of the street with their damn placards saying, "We're for us and screw you." Well, both sides are saying the same thing to each other. And everybody's missing. Everybody's getting zoomed here. While we're arguing, the whole damn rug is being pulled out from under all of us. Yippee-ki-yay! Telling you, lawsuits, even if they have to be filed, guess where? That's right, in the federal courts. Some enterprising people will even take the scum suckers that can't stand the stench anymore and might have an inkling that there might be something past this planet when they die that they don't want to boil in oil in hell for the rest of their lives. Maybe we can get a few of these people to help us. Now that they're seeing that this is going nowhere, and you know what? They're not going to need a whole boatload of lawyers in the future. Because there's not going to be anything to violate. The state is going to own your keister 100%. What's your complaint? We'll debank you. We'll deplatform you. We'll make you disappear. We'll throw you in a gulag, and you don't get a lawyer. There's your hint, bucko. That we're going to need a whole lot less attorneys in the future. When they represented what? The United States. Nancy in California. Hello, Nancy.
John, you've heard of the NDAA?
Yes.
That's why they can lie to us, because they gave themselves permission.
And Trump just, he wants more of that.
Yeah, I don't know what to think. I mean, I listened to James Kelso after you, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's such a big Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to think. And I listened to Chuck Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've been totally deceived in the past. Are we just, is it true that Trump said once that he could, that he would run as a Republican because the Republicans are so stupid? Is that true?
I don't know that he did or didn't. I've heard that before, but I didn't see a source on that, Nancy. I couldn't say that that was true or not. And mm-hmm. the only reason that Jamie Kelso's program and the Trump phenomenon, which started before President-elect was elected, and this was a political show, and I told James Kelso, I said, look, this is political. And I'm going to ask you for something. I said, I'll put your show on, but you're going to have to pay me for that airtime.
Mm-hmm.
I do not.
I'm glad it helps RBN. I'm really happy that it helps RBN.
What helps RBN?
That he is paying, and it.
Oh, no, that stopped back in February.
Oh, why?
Because he built a new house.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I see a lot of people out there that, well, they wish us well and everything else, and it's like, you know, I can understand and appreciate that. I've been having conversations with a few select people in the last day, and I said, you know, I said, I appreciate all the well-wishing and suggestions and this, that, and the other, and I said, I'm focused right now on short-term. I'll listen to longer-term plans, but I've got a little problem here today. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got words, hundreds and thousands of words that they'll impart on me. And yeah, it's talk radio, and I get that. But nobody outside of me and this network has a financial liability. I do. And what's going to happen to me, and I already see it coming, and I already know it's going to happen. There's no way around this, Nancy. When the foo-foo hits that air-moving device, I don't have a job that I can go to. I don't have a paid-off house. I don't have anything put back. Who's going to be out on the street corner is going to be yours truly, fighting to the very last.
I think you have a lot of followers, a lot of admirers. I can't imagine Tom, who has helped you so much, or other people that are close to you would let anything happen.
No. It's not a thing of letting it happen. No, I know who you're referring to, Tom in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's helped me. He's helped me immensely. He helped me in emergency situations, time of trouble, when this entire network was hacked and literally blown up. That man came down here for 2 weeks, worked 10, 12 hours a day. If he would have been a regular IT guy dragging in his new computers and Mr. Fix-It stuff, it would have cost me well over $100,000 to accomplish that. And that's being on the cheap side. No. There are many people that don't want to see this network fail. And even Tom hooked me up with his Ambit thing. And he got 14 people signed up under me so I could get free electricity at my house.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah, it's excellent, but I'm still facing $11,500 a month. And nobody is sharing the liability of this network with me. It is me and the ship that from time to time takes on water. But when it goes down, everybody else is still dry.
Maybe you should have an IPO.
Well, you know, and you know, Nancy, don't you think that listen to me. Ted Anderson over at GCN tried that years ago, and it fell right on its face.
Yep, because you would get people that want to destroy the network buying it.
Not even that. Just saying that everybody came in the door with a bag full of money and a grin on their face initially. Mm-hmm. But it didn't fly. Nobody said, you want me to buy stock in what? Well, I'm not going to do that. We thought about
you'd
it all,
to
Nancy.
You'd have to control who bought stock.
Nancy, nobody wants to buy the stock. It's not a matter of controlling them. Nobody wants to buy it. Buy what? What are you going to get for your stock? Hang on. I'll bring you back after the break.
Taking advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Nancy, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, what I was trying to get in before the break is the IPO, that has been tried before. People are not going to buy stock in something that does not give it a return. That'd be like buying treasuries right now, 30-year treasury at, you get a 2% return when your stuff is being eaten up 2.25% by inflation or devaluation every year. It's just not practical. People will buy stock in something that they can get a return off of. Mm-hmm. You know, I can sit and I could go to a printer and have 100,000 fancy little certificates made up and go, okay, well, we're making this stock offering, but offering for what?
Well, what if the people who bought into it got free advertising? You still had advertisers. If you got enough, you could have things paid off. I know you'd have your monthly expenses, but hopefully the advertising you brought in above and beyond that would cover the...
The problem I've always had, Nancy, the problem I've always had with this network is people, they wanted to set up boards and they wanted to do this and do that. And I knew exactly the direction this network needed to go, exactly how it was to be formatted, and what its content was to be. Now, I didn't need a bunch of investors or nebby-nosers or do-gooders, if you will. I didn't need that. I know exactly the course that I charted. I knew exactly where I was going and how I was going to do it. And there's one thing that happened on the way to the Roman Forum to go get my free bread and circuses is the bottom fell out of the damn economy about 11 years ago. Otherwise, advertising would not be a problem. Content would not be a problem. I've got a couple of shows on this network that I am chomping and dying to get rid of. But I have no replacements of an equal or greater quality. And people get upset about that as well.
I've personally missed Deanna.
What do you mean?
I used to listen to her daily.
Yeah.
I was really sad to see her hours cut so much.
Nancy, this is not one that's the one thing I'm not going to comment on today.
That's okay.
On today's program.
Let me just say something. I used to be able to call and listen to programs that I had missed by pushing 9. You can no longer do that. I can hear Michael when I push 3. Now when I push 9, I hear Michael as well. Not that I have anything whatsoever against Michael. I like his program as well. But I like to be able to have some choice.
Well, wait a minute. Mike, did you hear what she said? Now, is she talking about the Zeno?
I'm talking about Michael Rivero.
Okay.
So when you call in and you want to be able to listen to a program you've missed, you can push 2 for you, 3 for Michael, 4 for another program, 5,
that,
6 for okay, James Kelso.
Okay, hey, okay, Nancy, hang on a second. Mike, she's describing
And you can no longer get Deanna anymore. I would like to hear Rick if I miss Rick. I can't get Rick.
Wait a minute. Okay, don't confuse the playing field. How are you trying to listen to their programs and you cannot hear them?
If I have something going on when they're on.
I get that. What device are you using, Nancy? I'm asking you specific questions.
The phone.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that on Zeno Media, you can no longer hear Rick Adams or Deanna Spingola?
They do not play their reruns anymore. Well, they never played Rick's reruns. But Deanna's, if you missed her program, you could listen to it. And it's been like that for months.
Well, they've been deplatformed. The
Who
same...
Deanna?
TalkStream Live. They've got 100 of the top nation's top shows on there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where we rank at any given time?
I do not.
In the top 20. Many times, mm-hmm. 5, 6, 7, 10, 15, maybe 20, out of the top 100 that these people put out. There were 2 shows on Saturday, and they told us what they were going to do, and I understood it. Hold on, Nancy. I've got to take this break again. I think people need to understand what's really going on out there. All right? So, Nancy, do me a favor. Hang on.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, dear.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nancy? Are you there? Nancy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, take a listen to this.
What'd you say?
I said take a listen to this.
Okay.
Now, the number of...
There you go. Thank you, Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Press the star key at any time to return to this menu. Press the number 1 on your keypad to listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network stream. 2, for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. 3, for What Really Happened with Michael Rivero. 4, for USA Prepares with Vincent Finelli. 5, for Road Warrior Radio with Chris Hinckley. 6, for the Trump Phenomenon with James Kilso. 7 for the Manning Report with Pastor James Manning.
That hasn't been on the network
8,
for a year
for
and a half.
The Republic with Thomas Lacovara. And 9 for Spingola Speaks with Deanna Spingola.
Now,
push
this
number
is
nine.
This.
Push number 9 and see what happens.
I just did.
What did it do?
First of all, they're saying now
recognize the voice?
Had been taken off suicide watch.
That's Michael Rivera. Right.
Exactly.
Now, Let me fill you in a little. Let me fill you in a little bit more of what's going on here. This is Zeno Media. Zeno Media, for every million minutes of listeners that we've got, we would get paid $500. We had 1.5 million minutes per month, and the number was climbing. Then I started to get little calls going, you know, well, we want to take over your streaming and your archiving and do all that for you. I said, there's no way. My guy here that connects with these people trying to get things straightened around, they never answer. They've gone months without paying us. And I said, if you people think you're taking over my network, you're dead ass wrong. If you're going to run this the way you're running your business right now, I want no part of it.
Right.
We had an income stream there, and it only would have been getting bigger and bigger. The problem is, Nancy, any time the thing is instituted, people have a better idea on how things should be. Not my idea, their idea. They're making money off of this. But right. they're taking it on as going, okay, well, we're going to ignore that, and we're going to carry this. We're not going to pay you, or we're going to fight you on payment, or we're going to cut you down until you get more cooperative with us for whatever the motivation. I don't care what it is. The network, I understand what the network is supposed to be. I understand what direction it needs to go. And I understand this is not my first rodeo, dear. And I know that we have problems. Now, I was talking about TalkStream Live. They put up the top 100. They don't. It's not favoritism. It's not some little council voting someplace. It's by pure listenership. That's how they come up with their top 100. Well, like I said, well, we're in the top 100. We're in the top 50. We're in the top 20. At times, we're number 1, number 5, number 7, number 12, number 15, as I said before. With the exclusion of 5 hours on Saturday afternoon, and guess what two shows those are?
What, Rick's and Deanna's?
Bingo.
I mean...
But this is what they did. They said, look, there's a lot of liability going on nowadays, and they were nice enough. They volunteered. They didn't have to say squat to us. They didn't have to give us a heads up. They didn't have to give us any tips. They didn't have to do anything. But what they did do was took that 5 hours and put it on their alternative media. And they told us that 100% of your programming is running on that alternative site. About 95%, 98% of the programming is being carried on our mainstream TalkStream Live outlet. They were upfront about it. They told us about it. And I said, I understand. I cannot remake the world to make their lives more comfortable. They did what they thought they had to do to keep the heat off of them. And everybody's running and scrambling.
Isn't that
here.
Amazing?
Well, we're on TalkStream Live, for God's sakes. We beat out the great one in Austin, Texas, for God's sakes. Okay, and I'm not talking about the Jewish attorney from New York. Mark Levin! I'm not talking about that guy. Even though we beat him, we beat Sean Hannity, we beat Rush Limbaugh, we beat all these guys. Because what this network is, it's a straight approach of gathering the information and putting it out there. We are a news aggregate. That's what we do. And there are some
that... It's a huge challenge. I don't know what the solution is.
Well, would you trust me to say that I know exactly what I'm going to do with this network?
Yeah, what is it?
That's not...
Well, I do know what the solution is. You need a lot more money.
I don't need a lot more money. And that's the mistake people are making here, Nancy. I don't need a lot more money. I just need...
Well, that's all relative.
What?
Right?
What?
That's all relative. What's a lot to one person may be different than what's a lot to another.
No, I'm not looking through somebody else's eyes. I'm looking through my own eyes. I'm looking at all
I don't know what a lot or not a lot to you is.
$11,500, and that provides nothing outside of this network, not one thin dime. That's what I need.
But so that's on top of what you already are taking in?
No, that's the total nut.
Okay, so how much more of that amount do you need?
About half.
Okay, that gives people an idea.
Well, I you know, Vince Finelli, he was on yesterday with Steve Elkins, and Vinny told me something that absolutely shocked me. He said, on my own program, John, he said, I wanted to find out if people were listening to me. Mm-hmm. So he and one of his regular instructors, they formulated a show for 2 hours. What they did was, the only thing that I could call it would be an Orwellian doublethink show. In other words, nothing that they were saying was truthful. No sentences where they were stringing together made any sense. This went on for 2 hours, and nary a call into a show going, what are you guys smoking? What are you guys doing? And Vince said to me, he said, look, he said, I don't know if they're listening. I don't know if they're asleep. I don't know if they just keep us on as background noise. He didn't do that just once. He did it twice. And that aired on this network, and I never heard from anybody out in the listening audience going, hey, you got a great network. I just have one question for you. Bringing it to my attention, I didn't know anything about it until Vince told me about it.
Mm-hmm.
So my point here is that with something with what we have that's outside that mainstream that receives no support whatsoever, no, it's worse than that. It doesn't receive the support because we should be mainstream but are not. If things were closer to sanity, it would resemble not mainstream as you and I would think of the liars that we're hearing today, but more based on, yeah, there's some political stories that might be hot. There might be some stories that might be a little sensitive to some people, but you know what? The hell with that. This is news. We're going to run with it. The white paper news, both sides of the story. Now you're only getting one side, and then you're getting it from somebody that's probably being paid by some foundation or some news organization as one of their quote-unquote contributors to get up there and spiel the crap to try to change your mind and do a psyop on you. This is a very convoluted world we're in right now. Very convoluted.
Yes, it is. Very. It's been like that for longer than people realize.
Well, while I got you here, Nancy, I got one for you.
Okay.
I was sent this vicariously through a source, and I will not name names here. But this was a quote-unquote letter. It was an email. And it was sent not to me, and it claimed that, well, you know, I'm going to drop this in the regular mail for Stadtmiller so he gets this. That wasn't the intent of this letter. Take a listen to this. John, I get you need to fill a time slot, and from what I understand, Kelso actually pays for the 6 days of airtime, but this, bad word, F-bunny, is costing you listeners and donations. That's not, none of that is true, okay?
Right.
He's not paying for 6 days. He wasn't paying for Sunday, and he stopped paying for his 5 days back in February, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that is already, and he's costing me listeners and donations. That's not true either.
I don't think that's true either.
You'd be amazed at how many people listen to the Trump phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyhow, let me continue. I've talked to many people in person via email as well as in various chat rooms, and they all tell me the same thing. No one really likes this guy. He's unable to see Trump and his BS and lies, and when people call in, he constantly interrupts, so it's almost impossible to clearly express a thought, and today was the final straw for me and my group. Okay, he's not only representing himself, his group gets better. Small as we are, he says in parentheses, have a monthly collection we take up so we can send you something to try to help keep RBN on the air. Starting immediately, we will no longer be sending any donations and will work to encourage others to do the same until this ass is removed from the network. If you really care about the network and want to see your listeners come back, I would suggest you take action soon. You're losing more listeners than you can realize, and it's just not Kelso that people have a problem with. Maybe no one has told you any of this, but unlike most people, I'm not afraid to speak what others are thinking. And again, all this drama is being cooked up in chat rooms through conversations. with people that are no longer connected to this network or were thrown off of this network because they were total ditzes or people that were not trustworthy. I don't just arbitrarily up one day decide, I don't like that guy, I don't like that sentence he just said, so I'm just going to cut them off. I have stuck by my proclamation that I do not control, I do not tell these hosts on this network what to say. I'm leaving it to their discretion to be wiser than doves. You get the idea?
Except you, in a way, were influenced to bump Deanna.
And Nancy, okay. You want the Deanna Spingola story?
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Good. Because I didn't want to talk about it, and this is the second time you've brought it up. Deanna Spingola used to be on this network Monday through Friday. Until I discovered that a lot of the guests that she brought on would always mention their website. She'd click on the website, and what you'd get smacked in the face with is a damn Nazi flag or a wonderful portrait of Adolf Hitler. And I asked her, I said, have you looked at these sites? Well, no, I haven't seen those. So I just told her, I said, she said, what were you suggesting I do? Take a look at their websites before I bring them on? I said, I would at least be aware of it. Because you see what we're up against. This is like handing out a stick of dynamite and then handing out the matches in which to light that dynamite and throw it back at me and blow me up. But I've stuck with this. Actually, Spingola was glad dropping back to 3 hours on a Saturday because it was wearing her out going 5 days a week. So I'm sorry that you missed her that for that 5 days, but she was still left on this network for 3 hours. And that 3 hours has become a program problem with other carriers that will not carry it. I cannot force them to carry it. Now let me continue with this. I have noticed with that, and I'm reading this verbatim, word for word. I'm not being selective here. I'm not cutting things out. I have noticed that with the loss of people like Bill Carnes, Jenny and Jerry, and Phil Pozderek, Ernest Hancock, Maggie Rodden, and others, too many to mention, and then although they're no longer with RBN bringing on people like Carolyn Yeager, David Manning, Fergus Hodgson, and others, has damaged RBN's reputation, and for some reason this pattern of self-destruction continues. See, these are people that never ran a network. These are people that you can read all the bio crap and all the fluff and the puff and all this stuff. You can look at all the shiny gold stars, but until they're on air, until that program runs for a while, you don't know what's on these people's minds. You don't know if they have an agenda or not. I put them on the network. If it's not RBN material, they're not there. Okay? Let me continue. I've heard you say on many occasions that you don't understand why listenership and funding via subscriptions that you used to have for the archives and donations are dropping off. I have also several former hosts tell me over the years why they left, and none of it is good, to be honest. When I hear their reasoning, I can say that I can't blame them. Not who this guy's talking to. Not under what terms they're no longer on this network and why they're no longer on this network. This is just all one veiled threat. And, you know, you're just running this network into the ground and we're going to pull the support from you because you're a bad guy. I'm not done yet. Now, I know you don't like people telling you how to run your SHIT. And I've heard you say many times that if anyone thinks they can do better to bring it on, but honestly, John, it isn't that we think we can do better. It is that we think you can do better. You have to give the people what they want. And they don't want idiots like those previously mentioned, and the jackass Kelso would likely drop to his knees and open up his mouth if Trump ever walked into the room. This is telling you the caliber of people that I'm dealing with here. If you really want to save RBN, you should give some thought to these words. I like RBN and I hate to see it die, but our group can no longer support what you're doing. Have you wondered why you only have 5,908 people following RBN on Facebook? Some of us have stopped following RBN and unliked the pages as well as in protest. The reason why there's only 5,908 people following us on Facebook is that we have never went actively after Facebook. I've stayed the hell off of their platform as much as I possibly could because I knew what was going to happen with it. It was going to be deplatformed. We do not need Facebook. We do not need Twitter. We do not need these people. The only thing that we need is ourselves outside of what we're doing. Now, hold on.
Maybe, okay.
Kill that commercial. I have tried to promote RBN on my feed. And in my group, people are making terrible jokes about what you and stating that they think RBN has become a joke. These past 5 years has not been good to RBN, and if you don't do something soon, things will only get worse, and you may well go down as a failed experiment. Just something to think about. This little courageous keyboard warrior wouldn't even put his name to it. That just went in the rectangular file.
Well, so, John, I think maybe you have 5,000 people because there's a limit. They only let people have 5,000.
Well, I don't know what the reason. The reason I have on this end is we've not gone after Facebook, and whether we have 5,900 or 59 people on Facebook, I don't care. I really don't care.
There is a limit. There's a limit of 5,000, right. At least for people. I don't know if
okay.
They...
Okay, well, I don't know about that. But the point is, I just read you that. I know. Yeah.
I know about it. And number two, a lot of your listeners... So I didn't get on for a long time, and I've regretted that I ever did get on Facebook. And a lot of your listeners have heard talk show hosts talk about how it's an information gathering and it's the CIA.
Yep.
You know, so a lot of your listeners don't get on it, and it's not... So you don't have a lot of people on Facebook because they're smart enough not to get on it.
And I understand and appreciate that, but I am not going to be arrogant or stupid enough or whatever the term that you want to use is to try to make this square peg fit in a round hole. I'm not going to do it. All right. Nancy, I appreciate you calling in. I really do. And I'm not angry at you. I'm a little upset.
I understand. It's okay. I understand your feelings, you know. I would probably feel the same way.
Well, I've just said more in the last 20 minutes than I have in months or maybe years. Mm-hmm. Because I'm getting tired of the armchair warriors and the keyboard warriors, you know, thinking they know what they know when they don't have all the facts. They couldn't, with the information that they have, they couldn't meld that together. And for anything, they think that they know,
well,
but they don't know.
To sum up, the main point of my call was that the NDAA gave the government politicians permission to propagandize and lie to us.
Yep. And we're the straight poop network that's going to continue to function the way it has in the past, whether it meets people, little groups of people and their standards or whatever the case may be. What I was told about the show yesterday, and I had no idea that that Steve Elkins and Vince Vannelli were going to do the show that they did. I had absolutely no idea that they were going to do it. And they
I
just,
don't know what show you're talking about. What did they do?
Go back into the archives, dear, and listen to it. It's yesterday's show. Our archives on republicbroadcasting.org, they're posted up there. And by the way, it's very fine audio quality.
I should have said jinx. But you're on my list of, you know, worthy entities to support. So it's just a matter of, you know, getting into the position to make that happen. So.
All right. Well, and I appreciate that, Nancy. I know this. And I knew all of this stuff was coming. I am not a freaking genius with 160 IQ. I'm somewhere around 142, 145. I'm not the smartest guy, but I'm not the dumbest one either. And a lot of this stuff I have seen coming, and I've made preparations for. I knew that what we're seeing today was going to happen. How rapidly and in exactly what form? but I knew it was coming.
So how is it going to look when it is finally here, full force?
Everybody else out there that has provided for themselves, that have built their shelters, that have bought their stuff, that have paid down their credit cards, that have positioned themselves, as we have encouraged over the years, these people are going to be fine. What's not going to be fine is me and this network. Because I have all the liability. I have all the responsibility and liability. Nobody else has that. I do. And we're trying desperately to keep and maintain a quality of broadcast and content. And the only way that this is going to happen is people open up their wallets and donate a few more dollars to this damn network, or the people that listen to us every single day that will give us a keyboard warrior going over but never have supported us with one thin dime. And there are those out there, Nancy, that, oh, they pledge that they're going to support. I'm going to send you a donation. I'm still waiting. It happens time after time. You know what's paved going to hell thing? Good intentions?
Yeah, good intentions.
Yeah.
So have you ever thought of just making it a paid, where you have to pay to listen?
And the idea behind that, the reason why I dropped to paid archives, is if you're trying to get somebody to listen to something, you are not going to get them to listen to it if you're going to charge them up front. You know, at least in a restaurant, you order a meal. They don't make you pay for the meal when they drop it off at the table or before you order it. You pay it after you're coffeed and deserted and satiated, and the person comes by with a ticket, and if they got good service, you give them a good tip. But if you didn't like the meal, you can get up and walk out of that place. Or if you don't like the meal and you want something else, you don't pay for the one they served you. You pay for the one that you want to eat. But see, people don't know what they're going to take a bite out of. They're not going to pay for something that they don't know what it is. They're just
they may not be able to listen to archives, but they can listen to what's currently being aired.
Okay, and I don't know what the confusion is about this. RepublicBroadcasting.org. At the top of that page, it says archive. Every program that is on this network is there to be heard in its entirety. It's updated within an hour or two after every show runs on this network. And I keep hearing people saying, well, I can't hear this person. I can't hear that person. It's all right there. But I've said this, Nancy, 552,000 times. And they're still not hearing it. See the
maybe
problem.
They're not techno savvy.
What? Going to a website and clicking a button?
Some people may not be. I don't know what their problem is.
I don't know either, Nancy, but I'm not going to go around fishing for excuses today. Not in the mood for it. I got to go. I got top of the hour break. And I really do appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All righty.
Take America back. We must take America back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.